Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Many of my clients are concerned about their sales funnel, and I don't blame them because it's your sales funnel that drives your sales results. I have a saying, and that is that you need to get intimate as a sales leader with your sales numbers. If you can't tell me at any given point during a day, a week, a month, or a quarter what your sales funnel is and what you expect to close, then you're not intimate enough with the numbers. So what do I mean by intimacy? First, you need to have an objective view, not a subjective view, about what is going to close in any given period. And I know that some of you are concerned about monthly results, some of you are concerned about quarterly results, and some of you are concerned about annual results. Regardless of where you fit there, you need to have a very objective view of what is going to close. So what is objective? Well, objective to me is this. For whatever period you're measuring, your sales funnel needs to be at least three times what you need to close in order for you to hit your objectives. Three times is the magic number. Now, if you're in a very competitive industry or a very tough industry to sell in, you might consider a 4-to-1 ratio instead. But 3-to-1 tends to be average. Most sales leaders that I work with don't really know what their closing ratio is. And so 3-to-1 is the best place to start. If you could say to me, I have proof that my closing ratio is 50% on average, then of course use those numbers. But in the absence of that kind of proof, use a 3-to-1 ratio. Then, once you have a view of whether or not you have enough in the pipeline to actually close, then we can start working with each individual sales rep in your territory to see how their sales funnel matches up against their own personal goals. So the second thing that I mean about being intimate with the numbers is making sure you're monitoring and measuring your sales team and your sales funnel on a regular basis. By regular, I mean weekly, and in some cases, for some of you, it might mean daily, depending on your sales cycle length. Most sales VPs make the mistakes of not being in front of the numbers. And towards the end of the quarter or the end of the month, they look at the pipeline and realize, I'm not going to hit our numbers. Well, if you don't know that until 2 weeks before the end of the quarter, it's too late. There's nothing you can do to affect positive change. If you know the second week in January that your pipeline is weak and you might not hit your quarterly numbers, you've got almost 3 full months to affect positive change. And that could be enough time to make or break your quarter. So make sure you're in front of the issue. Weekly sales meetings with your team and weekly one-on-ones with your team in order to make sure they're doing everything right to manage that sales funnel and close at or above their targets on a regular basis. I'm often asked the question of whether there's a merit in assigning a probability of closing to each opportunity. And the answer is not as simple as yes or no. So there's a couple of things to consider. One, if you're going to assign those probabilities, you need to do so in the absence of an opportunity. What I mean by that is take a step away from your sales pipeline or your sales funnel and create probabilities at different sales stages based on the average or based on what your general sales process is. Don't look at one single opportunity and create an emotional or subjective decision about whether it's 90% or 10%. So what you want to do as a leader instead is take a look at what your normal sales process or sales cycle is and assign gates or benchmarks that you can say, okay, if we send a proposal, we're 50% likely to close that business. If we get a verbal approval from a client, we're 90% likely to close that business. Then you can apply that or you can overlay that on all of the opportunities in the pipeline. If you're going to assign those probabilities, then insist that your sales team stick to them. Do not allow them to arbitrarily change the percentages based on their gut feel. You need to use the same percentages at the same stages for every single rep. Otherwise, you don't have an objective way to measure where you are in the pipeline. You would never, if you were a football coach, give a different playbook to every person on the field. Everybody has to have the same playbook. And that's really what those probabilities are. Now, the downside to assessing probabilities is they really are fraught with peril. In a sense, that you don't want your sales team to ignore 10 or 20% opportunities just to focus on 90% opportunities. It's a very short-term view because we constantly have to be moving every sale through the different stages of the pipeline. You need to make sure that if they're focusing too much on those 90% and not picking up the phone and calling those that are in their 20% or 30%, that they spend some time nurturing those other colder leads because they eventually will become those 80, 90, and 100% sales. Finally, as a sales leader, I'm always making sure that people are not overestimating what they can close. And so here's my general rule. Regardless of what percentages you have assigned at every stage, take a look at your entire pipeline from 10% to 90% and divide that number by 3. In my experience, that's a great, simple way to tell you accurately what you're actually going to close, regardless of whether they're 90 or 10. And that will give you a bit of a baseline at a minimum, because you certainly don't want to be overly optimistic when you go to your board or your leadership and say what you're going to close or what you're not going to close. We often talk in sales about how the selling process is part art and part science. And while predicting your pipeline is never a perfect science, you can add much more objectivity by following these steps and looking at the numbers in a very detailed way, as I've described today. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.